This is Men from Focused Will, and you're listening to the Training Dummies. With Rob.
A warrior should know better than to tangle with a frost mage.
And Daryl.
By the way, if you're holding on for a Frozen reference, just let it go. Oh no, what have I done?
Greetings and welcome to episode 233 of The Training Dummies, recorded on January 16th, 2019. My name is Daryl, and those Frozen references make sense because it is a frozen wasteland here at home. We are dipping way below zero right now, and it is freezing out there. Rob, how's your temperatures doing? I bet you're not quite this cold, are you?
Shoot. I don't know what it is in Canadian speak.
Probably
it's good. It's fine. It's been in like the, I don't know. It got really cold for a couple days. Speaking of cold, I've got a nasty one here, but I'm going to try and get through. It looks like teens and 20s is what it is here.
Right wow. Now. I so, wish we're in the negative teens and 20s. So,
yeah. Well, I like the Frozen reference, dude. I've always been a sucker for a little Elsa in my life.
So. Yes. Well, the reason we're talking Frozen and Frost Mages in the intro is because we're bringing back a guest. Last time he was on was 3 years ago. We did a Frost Mage episode. But let's give a big warm Training Dummies welcome to returning guest, Cooney. How you doing this evening, sir?
Not as cold as you.
That's good. Seriously.
It's only 7 here.
Hey, I'd take that any day. That sounds great.
It's not bad.
Sounds well, thanks awesome. So much for coming back to do another class guide for us. We really appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me again.
Well, before we get into the actual class guide stuff, why don't you give us a little bit what you've been up to? A little bit of, I know we did background and all that before, but if you want to give us a little bit of how it's going and what's been going on in your world.
Well, I've been playing Frost since forever. Like, what is this, vanilla? A couple months after launch. And I've been pulling it through everything. Everything that's the high end of Mythic, high end of Old Heroic, since Mists of Pandaria. Then I've been writing the Frost Guide since Ice Crown. And I just recently got picked up by Icy Veins to do theirs.
Awesome, man. That's very cool. Yeah, I think, I don't know, it depends on which website I go to as to which guide I look at. Sometimes I use WAD, sometimes I use Icy Vein. I don't know.
It's good to have multiple viewpoints.
Yeah, sometimes there's a few classes like Demon Hunters where I feel like I know pretty well, but then you get a little bit of a different information depending on which site you go to. And it's not conflicting normally, but it's just different where you can see, you know, maybe depending on what used to be legendaries and tier sets are now Azurite, bone, you know, the ring traits and all that stuff. So it's kind of good to see, make sure you have everything, all your ducks in a row. Well, Daryl, do you have any other questions before we actually get into the meat of it?
I don't think so. And I think we can just jump in here if you want to cover the preamble. Awesome.
Yeah, if you guys have any questions or comments, want to find out what we're doing, we are active on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland, and Daryl is at Daryl_TTD. And if you like the show and you'd like to support us, please check out our Patreon over at patreon.com/trainingdummies. No obligation, of course. We're just super happy that you listen.
All right, so as we've mentioned before, we're talking Frost Mages, and the last time you were on was just about 3 years ago. I look back, it was like February 2016. The difference between last time and this time is last time I didn't have a mage, let alone a frost mage. But that's all different now. I have a mage. I've leveled it up to 120. I haven't taken it through any like LFR or dungeons or anything. But I'd like to learn how to play it properly before I do that. So now we've invited you on to teach me the finer points of a frost mage so that I can go into these dungeons feeling confident in my abilities.
All right.
So where we usually start off is stats. So without rambling for half an hour about stat weights, what are we looking for this?
Do you want the simple version? Or like it's an alt, you're not going to go, you know, crazy in depth, or do you want the actual answers?
Whatever, go where your heart leads you.
A little bit of both, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know for a lot of us, you know, it is an alt, but I know there's people that need the proper answer to you. So
fair enough. Okay, so generally, like as just an overview, you're going to want, you know, a bunch of intellect. I don't believe we've actually hit the point where secondary stats will overtake that. And then you want crit up to shatter cap, which is 33.34%. And then beyond that, haste and versatility are roughly equal. And then mastery is just not all that great. Now, that's technically true for a lot of people, but in a great deal of cases, it's going to come down to sim the piece of gear you just got. Mm-hmm. I personally just upgraded two rings and a staff that are all mastery heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shouldn't be the case, but it was in mine.
Hmm.
Sim what you're looking at. Stat weights themselves will kind of lie to you in relation to crit because of how Simulation Craft deals with it. It doesn't actually check what the DPS gain is for plus one on that stat. It checks for 238, I believe it is. So it's 3.5% of whatever rating for haste. So I think it's 238 at this point. It will check between your current one and plus 238. And then basically, if you were to look at your stat weights on, or like your stat graph, you would see a straight line up to shatter cap, and then it would taper off and go straight again. What Simulation Craft will do when you're near shatter cap is it will take point where you are and point at plus 238, which is probably beyond shatter cap in a lot of cases, especially in Uldir, and then measure the slope. And so that's not going to be exact because generally you're going to add like, I don't know, 30, 40 crit. You're not adding 238. Mm-hmm. 30, 40 crit is not going to push you over that crit cap hump.
Yeah.
So the stat weight itself is an average between the two points. It's not actually true. So for the most part, just sim the upgrades you get as a piece of gear, as instead of relying on the stat weight itself.
Okay, so here's a noob question. What is shatter cap?
Shatter cap is the point in which any spell that is considered frozen, so Ice Lances with procs, Flurry, things revolving around Winter's Chill, which we'll get into in a bit, will automatically crit. It's your crit times 1.5 plus 50%. So at 33.34, that'll leave you at 100 and a fraction. I think it's 100.05.
Okay. I want you to elaborate on this, because this is actually one of the big questions I had, like reading through what all the spells do. What does frozen mean? How do you activate it? Like, how do you tell if it's frozen? Like, what? How do you know if you've got that buff?
So a frozen target can be like actually frozen. Frost Nova, your water elementals freeze, glacial spikes, 4-second debuff. All of those are frozen.
Okay.
So anything that is considered like a root.
So if it's physically frozen, you get the increased damage from those.
Yes.
Okay.
Also of strange note, Hunter's Freezing Trap. That is also considered frozen for some reason.
Oh, okay. Cool.
If it's frozen, you gain the crit bonus.
Okay.
On top of that, your procs, so Fingers of Frost, which will make your next Ice Lance be considered frozen, it gains the triple damage modifier and it gains the crit modifier. And then Flurry, when cast with Brain Freeze, which leaves a debuff on the target for about 1.4 seconds after it hits. Any spell that impacts in that time frame will also be considered frozen. So since Flurry is three bolts, bolts 2 and 3 will actually be considered frozen, and then you should follow that up with an Ice Lance.
Right, okay.
That will also be considered frozen, gain the triple damage, and so on and so forth.
Mm.
There is an oddity in which, because frost spells are built strangely to make that Winter's Chill interaction work, if you have a cast time spell cast before a Flurry, so like a Frostbolt or a Glacial Spike, Flurry travels faster than those and will impact the target first. That will consider your previous cast frozen as well. It's a really weird interaction, and it's not explained anywhere in game.
That is weird. Okay. I understand what you're saying, but I never would have put two and two together.
You know? No other spell works like that.
Yeah.
Frost mages are built differently.
Okay.
Because every other spell in the game calculates crit, damage, all that good stuff, on cast as it leaves your hand. So right. in any other case, like a fire mage or a moonkin or whatever, because the debuff is not on the target yet, your frostbolt would not crit. And at very long ranges, even an ice lance follow-up wouldn't crit. So they had to do something for this. The animation you see actually doesn't deal damage. It's a dummy spell. And as soon as it stops and impacts the target, it fires an instant damage event. And that's the one it's considering.
That's completely thrown me off.
Okay.
It's completely weird, but it was the only way they could get the whole flurry thing to work. Because without it, if you threw an ice lance directly afterwards, it wouldn't work if you were at a very long distance. Because the flurry would still be in flight, the debuff hasn't got to the target by the time you've cast ice lance, and it wouldn't do anything. So what you'd have to do is sit still and do nothing.
I feel like I'm just going to take your word for it, because that's... like, that's a...
So when do you use... Crazy. So how do you use this then? Maybe this should be later, but we're kind of on it now, and I'm curious.
Yeah, it kind of all melds into each other, but...
Right.
For the most part, you want to precede every brain freeze with a cast time spell. So you want to throw a Frostbolt flurry and then Ice Lance, or you want to throw an Ebon Bolt flurry Ice Lance, or you want to throw Glacial Spike flurry Ice Lance. That will make that Frostbolt, Ebon Bolt, and Glacial Spike, they will all gain the benefit from Shatter.
Okay.
Because again, like the travel time is fake. It's just a dummy spell. Right. And the flurry is going to get there first, apply the debuff, Frostbolt will impact, fire the actual damage event, and it will...
So Flurry or Ice Lance, which one? Or both?
Flurry for... Well, you want to do both, because you want to go Frostbolt, Flurry, Ice Lance when you have a brain freeze, because you will go Frostbolt, and then Flurry goes out, it impacts first, your Frostbolt then hits, crits, and Ice Lance comes in afterwards and also crits because the debuff is still on it.
Okay, so brain freeze is the one that buffs Flurry. Okay. So if you have brain freeze, then you could do you could do Glacial Spike, then Flurry, then Ice Lance. Something like, right?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay.
I feel like we're...
this is like advanced tips and tricks right at the beginning.
Yeah, we're kind of off your tier, but that's 100% like the base of Frost right now is gaming that.
Okay, I no idea. But okay, that's good to know.
That's hilarious.
Okay,
I accept that. Yeah. Let's back up just a touch. Just a little bit.
just a...
I think that was really good questions and really helpful questions. But I'd like to take a moment to just maybe back up and talk about talents a little bit.
That's fair. Well,
see, now that we understand this, maybe that'll help us understand the talents better. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start at the top then. Let's go for our level 15 talent.
Well, you've got Bone Chilling, which is every time you cause a chilling effect, gain 0.5% of damage, stacking 10 times, I believe. And you've got Lonely Winter, which sacrifices your water elemental in exchange for your single target spells get empowered. Mm-hmm. And you've got Ice Nova, which is a semi-large single target nuke. It does cleave damage in and around it, but it's only at half. Third? I'm not sure, actually, anymore, because no one uses Ice Nova. Right now, the only choice is realistically Bone Chilling, because it's applying that damage bonus to Glacial Spike, it's applying the damage bonus to Ebon Bolt, Icicles, Frozen Orb, whereas Lonely Winter, you sacrifice your Water Elemental, and it only empowers Frostbolt, Flurry, and Iceland. You could play Lonely Winter if you really hate having a pet. You could do that. It's... I think it's less than 5% of a loss, if memory serves.
Okay.
It's not too far behind. If you want to do that, go for it.
You know, there's a lot of people that actually do, like, hate the pet so much that they... I remember Allie used to do that. She'd rather not have a pet. And was like, it doesn't matter. I'm doing Lonely Winter. I just don't want the pet.
Yeah, that's fair.
How I've been playing it, actually, because, like, funny enough, my main is a Demonology Warlock, so that's all about pets. That's, like, as many pets as you can get. But on my mage, my pet annoys me, so I was like, I don't even want to deal with this anymore, so I was using Winter, actually.
Like, your pet on your mage, though, man, he, like, lays the smack down. He's always freezing people, and, like, I don't know. Maybe for leveling, it always felt good to me, because he was kind of able to control things for you a little bit. He's got that cooldown spell that like locks people in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could have been just not using it properly as well.
I like him out in the world because you can then freeze two things at range while Glacial mm-hmm. Spike is winding up with Cleave and just take two things out instantly.
Yep, that's exactly. I think that nails it. Out in the world, I was all about it, but you put me in an instance, I didn't really want him around. So
that's fair.
Yeah, I only want him when I'm lonely.
All right. Quick question here. Just a quick question. When you attempt to chill a target, so what is chilling a target like?
Most of your spells, so Frostbolt impacts, Blizzard ticks per target, Frozen Orb ticks per target, Cone of Cold, anything that causes a slowing effect.
It will add one
stack per mob hit. So again, like Blizzard, if you have five targets, every wave will add five stacks.
Okay. Got it.
And then we have level 30, which is... Glacial Insulation is a joke. I'm convinced that Blizzard just doesn't know what to put here against the other two talents. It's Ice Barrier increases your armor by 200% while active, and then Ice Block applies Ice Barrier when it fades. So the other two are Shimmer, which is your blink is off the global cooldown, can be cast while casting, and has two charges.
Yeah.
Which I would think most people like the most. And you have Ice Flows, which allows you to... It's also available to be cast while casting. While it's active, you can cast while moving. So you have two movement abilities, two ridiculously powerful movement abilities versus Glacial Insulation, which is 200% armor from a Clothy, and only while Ice Barrier is active. It's really not great.
Okay, so I use that while leveling. Like, that's the one I still have.
Really?
Yes. I'm like, oh, this will help me survive better. I want this one. I'm a Clothy without a pet.
When you say cast while casting, does that just mean it's not on the GCD?
It's also like if you are actively casting a spell, you can then Shimmer or Ice Flows, and you will not interrupt that cast. As like Shimmer, if you're playing Ray of Frost or Glacial Spike, which have fairly long cast times, and you get fire dumped under your feet, you can just hit Shimmer, and it will continue casting. Like you'll continue casting Ray of Frost, you'll continue casting Glacial Spike or whatever, mm-hmm. and you're just 20 yards over there now.
Oh, really? Damn, that sounds cool.
It's ridiculously powerful.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Ice Flows is the same way. I personally prefer Ice Flows simply because the ability to... Maybe I only need to sidestep 5 yards and not 20, and I still got Blink to fall back on.
Mm-hmm. No, you need to sidestep 20 yards.
Yeah. I could just... I just Ice Flows, sidestep. Okay, I'm safe. That's the one I prefer, but I know most people prefer Shimmer.
Well, the two charges of it makes it feel like you're getting a ton of value out of it, and I think mm-hmm. I think we're kind of trained to look for value in things. So maybe that, I don't know. Yeah, I think that's kind of why I go for it.
Clearly, I need to change mine. Good to know.
No way, man.
If you want to play Glacial Insulation, like you could face tank mobs out in the open a little bit better that way. Whereas like Ice Floats and Shimmer will just allow you to kite.
Right. Gotcha.
But in most
the world, you have your water element anyways, and it doesn't matter. You don't need to.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have my water element.
That's true. You run Lonely Winter.
So all my problems start. Yeah, all my problems start right from the beginning. All right, level 45. Let's see what else level I screwed 45. Up.
Well, we've got Encanter's Flow, which is a passive. It fluctuates from 4% to 20% extra damage every second and just goes up and down.
Yeah.
Honestly, probably the best option.
Ooh, I did good. All right.
Mirror Image. It's another one of these, like, I'm not sure why it's on this line. Because you've got Encanter's Flow as a passive damage increase. Rune of Power is a very large damage increase on a cooldown. And then you've got Mirror Image, which is just kind of a single target. It does its thing. And that's it. It doesn't increase your AoE damage, which is a very large point of why it's not that great.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
But it is decent for a couple of things. Like, it does have a threat drop on it still. Some people just like the fantasy of, like, throwing out three copies of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
That was like a mage thing for a long time, right?
Yep. It's unfortunate. It is very far behind right now.
Oh, okay.
But... you know, maybe you do need a threat drop when you're doing things out in the world. by all means. Mm-hmm. And then Rune of Power, which I actually really like this implementation of Rune of Power, is you've got two charges of it, and you throw it down, and for the next 10 seconds, you're doing 40% increased damage. That is really, really powerful if Frost had the ability to burst single target.
Mm-hmm.
But it right. doesn't.
Gotcha.
It's okay for AoE, where you have actually pretty decent burst, but outside of that, it's like a percent or two behind Encounter's Flow.
Okay, that's good to know. See, the reason I didn't pick that one, like I have a specific reason why I shied away from that one, is my wife is a mage main, and she has been since vanilla. And anytime she's taken that one, I'll see it will be in raid, and she'd be bitching because she just puts a rune down, and next thing you know, there's fire or something underneath her, and she's got to move. Yeah. So it's like, I don't even want to deal with that, so I'm not taking that talent, right? So, you know, I immediately shied away for it just because of hearing of her experience using it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know a lot of people really don't like Rune of Power, and some of that's historical, where mm-hmm. it used to just be you place it down, and it lasts for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So you don't want to. But it is deceptively large. It's 8-yard radius, which is the size of your blizzard, even though the graphic itself is only 3 yards.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
It is fairly large. It's missing its long-range indicator. It got lost sometime around WOD. I don't know where it went. It just broke and hasn't come back. And I've
a lot of sent things in... got lost around WOD.
Yeah. But I mean, like, it was just an animation that was there for a reason. And then all of a sudden, they're just, oh, no, it's... For a long time, it was actually underground. It was about 2 yards under the ground from where you place your Rune of Power. And then coming into Warlord or coming into Battle for Azeroth, they just removed it entirely. And it's like, oh, great. Now you have no idea how big this thing is.
Mm, that's weird.
Yeah.
All right. Level 60.
Level 60, we've got Frozen Touch, which isn't too bad, single target. It's kind of the middle ground where it's passive. It gives you more procs, but it's not additively 20%. It's multiplicatively. So that 15% Fingers of Frost is now 18. It's not, sadly, it's not 35%.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But it is it's a nice middle ground. It's not too far behind. You have Chain Reaction, which is the old Bracer legendary effect from Legion. Every time you Ice Lance, increases your Ice Lance damage. Stacks 5 times. And that's actually really good for cleave fights, where you would have Splitting Ice and your Ice Lance is hitting 2 targets.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
It doesn't really see much use outside of that, but it's there. It's mm-hmm. nice. And then you have Ebon Bolt, which basically it gives you a brain freeze, like an on-demand brain freeze once every 45 seconds. This is used kind of oddly in that, like, Ebon Bolt in Legion also granted brain freeze, and it did so much damage, you wanted to follow that Ebon Bolt with that brain freeze flurry. You always wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's more used as a battery for Glacial Spikes, Shatters, which we'll get into later, but...
Do you need... Now, this is going to be a little more of rotational stuff, but do you find yourself in situations where you need filler or something like Ebon Bolt would be useful? Or does it do enough damage to where it's the best choice? Or
I mean, it does enough damage on its own. It does.
Is Ebon Bolt the ability that came from the artifact weapon?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think I got used to having that, and it felt good. So coming into BFA, I wanted that same feeling, so I think that's why I chose it.
Yeah, it is the go-to choice for single target. Uh-huh. And for a lot of us, we just won't even replace it on 2 targets simply because mm-hmm. it just feels nice to have.
Okay, I think I need to pick that one up. I've got Frozen Touch right now, and mainly because it's passive. That was the reason I picked it up.
And as I said, that's fair. But if you are playing if you are playing Glacial Spike, Ebon Bolt will be pretty nice for you.
Okay. Well, I do have Glacial Spike, so yeah, I need to pick up Ebon Bolt then, I think. Okay, so next we got 75. What are we looking at here?
Card control options, basically.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
Frigid Winds basically turns all your slows 15% higher. That's usually the go-to for a lot of people. It allows you to kite easier. It's passive. It doesn't require another button. It's just there. Ice Ward, on the other hand, gives you a second Frost Nova charge, which, you know, maybe you need to freeze things a lot. It can be useful. It's kind of rare, but it can be useful.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ring of Frost gives you the same Ring of Frost we've had for a very long time now. It does count as another freeze, so that's great. If you have streaming ads coming through, it will freeze them because it's a ring on the ground for, I think it's 10 seconds.
Right.
And as things walk over it, they become rooted. Actually, it's an incapacitate, so it breaks on damage that's considered frozen.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So you get the frozen buff then.
Yes.
Quick buff. Okay.
Generally used as a pseudo interrupt in like dungeons, but because you have to align the edge of the targeting reticle with the mob, it's kind of weird because you can't just place it in the middle of it. They actually have to be on the rune animation near the outside.
Right, okay, gotcha.
But basically pick which one you like the best.
Okay, sounds good. Level 90, what are we at here?
Level 90 is their first like actual choice tier. So you've got...
So soon?
I'm gonna do this backwards, but Comet Storm is your... It's your best single target, but it's also, if the mobs are stacked, ridiculous burst AoE. Like, ridiculously so.
Oh, okay.
So it's this weird point where it's like, it's both your single target, and then you kind of drop it out until about four or five targets, and then it comes back. And of course, for two to three, four targets, you take Splitting Ice, which allows your Ice Lance, your Icicles, and by extension, Glacial Spike, and Ebon Bolt will all cleave.
Okay.
And then we've got Freezing Rain, which says while your frozen orb is active, it's just a 12-second buff, your blizzard damage is increased, and your blizzard is instant cast. This is actually deceptively powerful, but you have to have the target count to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I've actually seen it really work has been Zul. On Mythic.
I was just going to wonder if that.
Yeah, because Zul on Mythic, the adds, for the most part, don't die permanently. They will come back in about, you know, 20 seconds or so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you have your four Krogs, and then the next set of Krogs spawn. You've still got those four. Like, they're dying intermittently and coming back, but now you've got eight to bounce off of. Now you've got 12, 16, 20. And while you're doing that, Frozen Orb cooldown is getting reduced by half a second on every target. It's really, really
powerful. I've not seen that fight on Mythic, and that sounds absolutely terrible. Cool. Yeah.
It's really fast these days because you have a whole bunch of classes who can just do stuff like that, turn AoE damage into single target.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's like, I don't know, a 3-4 minute fight now. It's really fast. Funny. And it's like, I think the highest rank period right now is a Frost Mage, just Freezing Rain, Blizzard, and Orb all day long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I could see that.
I think that's about it for it, really. Although, right. Comet Storm, to be fair, if you are running with the pet, it has a 1 second delay after you cast it before the first comet lands. If you can freeze the targets with your elemental, you will gain Shatter on all if you time it perfectly, you'll gain Shatter on all seven comets. Realistically, you're going to get five-ish.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
You will gain Shatter on all those, though, and that's part of our ridiculous AoE burst.
Cool.
Okay.
Great for Mythic Plus, great for Zekvaz. Especially if you've got a Blood Death Knight who can grip everything into one nice spot.
Yes, we do. Nice.
All right. Okay, level 100. What do we got here?
We've got Thermal Void, which... It's passive. It's okay. It's not too great these days, simply because Glacial Spike is honestly overtuned, but whatever. It'll extend your Icy Veins duration by 1 second every time you cast a Frozen Ice Lance. So Fingers of Frost, the impact after a Flurry, even things that are just like straight up rooted, those all count.
Mm-hmm.
You can't spam Ice Lance. It doesn't work that way. A lot of it is also that Icy Veins is not a very powerful cooldown, like, by itself.
Mm-hmm.
If you run a simulation and just comment out Icy Veins entirely, you lose 3% damage. That's it.
A lot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, it doesn't do anything. It's kind of sad. So increasing the duration that's up really doesn't do much. Doesn't do
anything. Gotcha. Gotcha. All right.
They've got Ray of Frost, which from what I hear is mostly used in PvP these days. It's pretty large single target damage, but it's a 6-second cast. And I know a lot of people aren't into that. It does slow things. It does like stack bone chilling every time it deals damage. It's an interesting spell. It's just, it doesn't perform. It doesn't do as much as it needs to do. Like, ideally, it would just be the middle point between Thermal Void and Glacial Spike. And it is, but Glacial Spike is just too far ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
It will also generate Fingers of Frost while it's channeling. I believe it gives you one at the halfway point and then one at the end. So if you have, you don't want it going at the same time as Frozen Orb, or else you'll lose Fingers of Frost charges, more likely than not, because Frozen Orb ticks will grant you them.
Right, gotcha.
So if you're actually playing with it, you want to throw Frozen Orb, do your rotation until Frozen Orb stops spinning and goes away, then go Ray of Frost.
Okay.
And then we've got Glacial Spike, which takes all the icicles you've generated from Frostbolt and Flurry and slams them into a very large spell power coefficient as is and just throw it at the target. This is beating out a lot of things simply because you can hold a brain freeze charge for it and it will shatter.
Oh, okay.
And because icicles actually have their own crit roll now, whereas they didn't before, this is saying, oh, I'm going to take my mastery and effectively not quite double, but almost their value. Because, hey, look, my entire set of mastery has just crit as opposed to, you know, 20, 30% of them. That's why it's kind of too powerful. But a lot of people really enjoy the gameplay of it because it's nice to see a really big and it is viscerally a powerful animation.
Yeah, it's a really cool looking spell.
Like, first time I saw it, I was watching someone stream and they were doing a Mythic Plus. I think it was Kitchen, actually. We had her on at one point about Mythic Pluses. But anyway, I was watching her stream and all of a sudden I saw these small icicles all of a sudden form one giant one. I'm like, what is that? That looks so cool. Yeah. You know, and it wasn't until, you know, and then I was playing my mage. I'm like, mine's not doing that. How would I do this? So I had to go research and find out what talent she had. I'm like, this is so cool. But that's what it was. I was watching someone else. It's like, man, that's amazing. I want that just because it looks cool.
That's pretty much why most people like it. There are people who still prefer the old, like, fast-paced Thermal Void gameplay, but people I've spoken to are just like, Glacial Spike is really cool.
It is. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm in that camp.
Yeah, and then you got two of them going. Oh, so awesome.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, well, I think that covers the talents then. Resource management. Is there anything we really need to manage other than, you know, basic mana?
Even mana isn't really a consideration unless you're spamming
spells. Yeah, it's not like an arcane mage.
So, I guess you could call it proc management, which is, you know, Fingers of Frost and Flurry. Ideally,
Do you ever hard cast Flurry?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I'm bad at it. I'm bad. I've done it all the time.
Well, intentionally, though? Like,
No, you're not supposed to do it intentionally.
Oh, okay, okay.
I have done it because I've screwed up. But
yeah, okay.
it's too long a cast for too short.
Or I know, and you don't realize it until you're like two-thirds of the way through it. You're like, I have to do it now.
Yeah, like if I cancel it now, I've wasted all that time. Well,
yeah. Yep.
All right, so what's our single target priority rotation, whatever you want to call it, look like?
Okay, so this kind of ties into the proc management. Yeah, a little bit. So in terms of a priority, like the top thing is you always want to fire your Ice Lance after that Flurry. That's the most important thing to do.
Okay.
Get it out there. I'm going to do this from the viewpoint of Glacial Spike because it's a little bit more complex and you could just drop the Glacial Spike considerations out. So beyond that, you want to throw Frozen Orb on cooldown because it does a lot of damage. It's increased by mastery. If there's any target like nearby, you know, you've just doubled the value on it. It's a big spell. Use it. It's great. Now you get into the weird, like, proc things. So ideally, you want to use all your Fingers of Frost charges. My bad. I'm not raiding tonight. You want to use all your Fingers of Frost charges so that you don't have them when you cast Flurry, or else you're just losing that Fingers of Frost into that Flurry charge.
Okay, uh-huh. That was a question I had, because reading it, I'm like, okay, if they both proc at the same time, like Fingers of Frost and Brain Freeze, it's like, what do I do? And then, okay, so that clears it up. Use up my Ice Lance first, or no?
Ideally.
Okay,
That's ideally. A perfect scenario. So here's what, you're spamming Frostbolt, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, you get both of them at the same time.
Yes.
Okay, your next Frostbolt that's going out, you can sit here and think about it. Okay, what am I doing? What is likely to happen? You could proc another Brain Freeze. That's bad. You really don't want to lose that, because it only stacks to one, whereas Fingers of Frost will stack to two. You really don't want to lose that Brain Freeze. So despite the fact that you have both, you're going to go Frostbolt, Flurry, Ice Lance. It sucks, and you lose about 30% of your Fingers of Frost this way, but it is the best way to play. If you were like,
gone. Okay. No, that sounds...
Daryl's face.
So they've no. both... If they both proc, then you don't cast either, you cast Frostbolt instead?
Well, so, like, think about it from a practical standpoint, where you are spamming Frostbolt. You're spamming four, right?
Right.
And your last Frostbolt, you're currently casting one now. Again, your last one proc'd both. You have to make a decision at the end of your Frostbolt. What do you do? If you don't cast that Flurry, you could proc another Brain Freeze and just lose it. Or you could just cast that Flurry and then cast the Ice Lance, losing the Fingers of Frost. What's your option?
But why wouldn't you just cast your Ice Lance?
Because the Frostbolt you're currently casting? Because you cannot react like the second it procs. It just doesn't work like that.
But what if I'm slow?
Okay. If you're slow, then go for it.
See, if I'm not already casting my next Frostbolt.
Okay. If you're not already casting your next Frostbolt, then by all means cast
it. Okay. Okay, that's why I'm confused here. I'm like, but, wait a minute.
I'm thinking, like, from a practical standpoint, you're standing here, you're hitting a target, you've cast Frostbolt, okay, and you've already hit the button again because that's where your muscle memory was going. You're going, all right, I don't have a proc, I'm going to queue up another Frostbolt.
Okay.
The first Frostbolt leaves your hands, you get both. You're already casting Frostbolt. You're not going to cancel it. What do you do?
Okay. So then you do Flurry, then your Ice Lance.
And you lose that Fingers of Frost, which does suck. Yell at Blizzard, please. I need them to fix this.
Okay, gotcha.
But because if you didn't cast that Flurry, you could proc another Brain Freeze, and Brain Freeze does more damage.
Okay.
So you cast that Flurry. There's a grace period when chain proccing Brain Freeze. I believe it's 200 milliseconds. So you would get both.
So your
Frostbolt will leave your hand. You've queued up Flurry. It's consumed. It goes away. And then another Brain Freeze procs. You will get that one. It will not just disappear into nothingness. But the downside is you did lose that Fingers of Frost. That sucks.
Right.
Yep. Yell at Blizzard some more for me.
Okay. Okay, I think I've got it now.
it's complex and it's kind of dumb.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, got it.
All right, so we've dealt with the procs, and now we're going into Glacial Spike, which ties back into the procs. This is... As I said, Glacial Spike has the ability to take all your icicles and force them to crit.
Right.
Because of that, you actually want to sit on Brain Freeze procs if you are at 3 icicles or higher. And this gets worse because you have to think about it from what's going to happen. Again, you're spamming Frostbolt, all right? You're spamming Frostbolt. If you have 2 icicles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That Frostbolt that's leaving your hand, you've got Brain Freeze. That Frostbolt that's leaving your hand will be number 3. You will have 3 icicles at this point. If you use Brain Freeze, you'll have 4. That's okay. You can do that. If you are at 3 icicles casting Frostbolt, and it leaves your hand, you have Brain Freeze, and it leaves your hand, you will be at 4. You do not want to cast that Brain Freeze, because you want to save that for Glacial Spike when you hit 5.
Okay.
Glacial Spike always wants to crit. So, and even if you're at 5 Frost, or 5 icicles, and you don't have Brain Freeze, you keep casting Frostbolt. You until want you Brain Freeze. It. Yep. Until really? You get it, and then you cast Glacial Spike, Brain Freeze, Ice Lance.
Okay.
It's really weird. And that's why you take Ebon Bolt. Ebon Bolt's your backup. You've got 5 icicles, no Brain Freeze. You can cast Ebon Bolt, let it go by itself. You've now got a Brain Freeze. You can then queue up Glacial Spike, Flurry, Ice Lance.
Okay, here's a... another scenario here. I'm throwing another wrinkle
in. This explains why sometimes I was, like, rocking out. Like, I was like, man, this is... I'm, like, topping the meters here. I don't know what I'm doing. And other times I'm like, dude, I'm below the healers. Man, I don't know what's going on.
Yep.
Okay, so you've got three. Your Frostbolt leaves, and then you get your fourth one. Oh, but then you should already be casting your next Frostbolt, right?
Exactly.
Okay. But what if on number three, you procced a Fingers of Frost? So then you finish your four. Then do you use your Ice Lance, then go back to your Frostbolt to get your fifth Icicle?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. If you've got Fingers of Frost by itself, that's just use that when you can.
Okay. Got it.
Like Fingers of Frost doesn't interact with anything weird in that fashion. You just, oh, I've got a Fingers of Frost proc. Okay, I'm going to hit Ice Lance.
Okay.
It's just that weird when they hit both at the same time. It gets hairy.
This actually sounds really cool, though. Like, I actually want to try some of this stuff out, because just the way this works, it sounds... Yeah, it's a lot more involved than I ever would have guessed, right? Out of four different buttons, all of a sudden, it's like, wow.
It takes a bit to get used to, but seeing Glacial Spike crit for 130,000, that feels really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you can force that to happen, like, every cast, oh, it's so nice. But that also is going to mean, like, your DPS is going to swing around. Like, if you get, oh, I got my brain freeze, you know, perfect timing for every Glacial Spike, versus I didn't get brain freeze for 40 seconds, and Ebon Bolt actually came back off cooldown.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big consideration, and that's going to suck. It's an edge case, but it does happen.
Right. All right.
There is one slight thing, which is if you are splitting ice and you are Glacial Spike and there are two targets, cast Glacial Spike on every five icicles. Doesn't matter about crit or anything. It's just that second Glacial Spike it's an extra 80%. You're almost getting your double gain out of your mastery right there anyway.
Oh, okay.
So if it cleaves, just fire it. If not, you got to deal with the brain freeze.
Okay, I think. Yeah. Okay, so how does AoE play into this then?
Okay, so you have, I think the cutoff right now is three targets for Blizzard. It might actually be two. I'd have to check that. The sim changes too often for me to keep track of it.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure if you have three targets, you're throwing Blizzard down on cooldown. If you have two targets, it simply replaces a Frostbolt. So it's like it's the last priority you have. Okay. But so what happens is every time Blizzard deals damage, now this is per wave, per mob. So if you have five mobs, this happens five times. You lose half a second off of Frozen Orb's cooldown. So Frozen Orb being a significant source of your AoE damage,
right.
Blizzard allows it to come back faster.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Because you have Blizzard down, it ticks nine times in the duration. If you have five mobs, every time it ticks, you lose 2.5 seconds off its cooldown. Like, it comes back really fast. And as I said, with Zul, like, you start getting, you know, 12, 16, 20 Krogs plus Zul, plus maybe one of the Reavers or the Bloodhexer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That comes back really fast.
Yeah, I bet.
And then throwing freezing rain on top of that,
the more it goes on,
Yep.
Okay, cool.
But other than that, like, since Blizzard is a cooldown, and Frozen Orb is a cooldown, and Comet Storm is a cooldown, that's it. You just continue your single target rotation while you're doing that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If you're close enough, and it's like, it's almost break even in if it matters or not, you can throw Cone of Cold into the to the mobs as well. But that's only if you're right up on them.
Right.
And gotcha. It's so minor. It's
Yeah. Gotcha. All right. So what are our...
I think I only use Cone of Cold mainly for when I'm out in the world and I'm trying to give myself a little space between me and the mobs, you know.
Yep. Like if you respect Frigid Winds, that's an 85% slow. Like they're standing still, you can get away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey. I am spec that. I was thinking of that today. As I was looking, cuz Before we recorded tonight, because I know where my spells are on my bar, I know what they do, But I didn't know the names of any of them, like literally none. So I had to go and learn that so I had could have this conversation tonight. But as I was doing that, I was looking at my Kona Cold. I'm like, I never use that button. I like never use it. So, and I have Frigid Wids, which apparently busts that button.
Yeah. It's a really good slow. Mm-hmm. I like it for Mythic Plus if you have a Necrotic Week and the tank is trying to like run away because he's got too high stacks.
Okay.
Throw Kona Cold into it. That's 5 seconds. Those mobs basically aren't going anywhere.
Okay.
So and that, unlike a root, it doesn't break on damage.
Right. So that's what it's for, though. Basically, is a slow. Like, yeah. It's not you don't use it for DPS at all. It's just basically a slow. The damage is incidental.
Yeah. It's like at, I think it's 8 targets. If you're throwing the water elemental's freeze on top of it to shatter, it's like a 2% gain.
Okay.
It's there, but...
Yeah. Right, gotcha. Okay. Cooldowns. So what are some of our major cooldowns that we want to look at?
Aside from Time Warp?
Yeah, aside from Time Warp.
The only thing we've really got, like, Frozen Orb, as we said, is a 1-minute cooldown. And Icy Veins, which is 30% haste buff for 20 seconds, which, mm-hmm. it, as I said earlier, if you don't use it, it's a 3% loss. It really that doesn't do silly. Much.
Yeah. So just use it on cooldown, basically?
Use it on cooldown. I mean, maybe if there's like a big vulnerability phase where you could actually like get more spells into it.
Right,
it
okay.
For the most part, just throw it on cooldown. I've never seen anything where it's like, oh yeah, we really need Icy Veins to make it damage.
Right, gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Trinkets and Azurite. What are we looking at for those? Is there any specific traits we want to be aiming for?
Yes, sort of. So, Flash Freeze is ridiculously overtuned. Ridiculously overtuned, but single. Reason being is it increases your icicle damage, and that carries over to Glacial Spike.
Okay.
So, if you can get 3 Flash Freezes, if you're primarily raiding, that's the thing to do. Other than that, I guess you could make the argument for whiteout for dungeons, because you will have Frozen Orb up so often, it's a lot of AoE, but whiteout is any targets impacted by Frozen Orb, it take increased Ice Lance damage.
Okay.
That's honestly about... Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Packed Ice. Packed Ice, not whiteout.
Okay.
Whiteout's the other Ice Lance one.
Right.
There's 2 Ice Lance Frozen Orb interaction. It's Packed Ice is the one.
Okay.
That's a really good dungeon one. That's a really good AoE one, sort of, simply because you have Frozen Orb up so much. For mm-hmm. the most part, lots of the generic traits are better than Packed Ice.
Okay.
But like Flash Freeze in a single target setup is better than like the 5 stack of Reorigination Array in Uldir. It's better than that.
Jeez. Okay. Good to know.
And then, yeah, Treacherous Covenant. I'm actually not sure what that comes from. I believe it's one of the generics. I think it might be from Dark Shore. But if you have like a fight where you're above 50% a lot, that's also one of those ridiculously powerful ones.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, most of Frost spec specific outside of Flash Freeze and Packed Ice are kind of, they're just middling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Trinkets... I don't think there's anything that's like head and shoulders above everything else, unless like you manage to pull a 415 or a 425 Lay Shocks Grand Compilation, in which case, congrats, you won the lottery. It's
right.
A world drop item, Titan Forged all the way up to cap. That will beat every trick in the game, yes.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But for the most part, sim them. Item level is probably going to dictate it in a lot of cases.
Okay.
But sim them, just be sure.
Okay. Now we've got advanced tips and tricks here, and I know we've gone through quite a few advanced tips and tricks already. Can you focus on a couple? So I'm not using my pet currently, but I feel I probably should be, you know, maximizing. So how can I effectively use my pet to help increase my damage?
Bind Freeze to an at cursor macro. So slash cast bracket at cursor bracket freeze. that will allow you to cast it without having to like click and then click again. Mm. Like select okay. move and then click. It'll just cast it where you're pointing.
Okay.
That is going to be really powerful in any AoE situation, whereas again, Comet Storm into a freeze, into Cone of Cold, that's a pretty good burst AoE. Most mm-hmm. of it will shatter. You want that.
Okay.
Again, if you are cleaving targets, especially things that can be frozen, this applies a lot out in the world, or trash mobs in dungeons, Glacial Spike. Glacial Spike, you're charging it up, and just before you let go of it, freeze the mobs. They'll both shatter.
Okay.
Like, outside of that, there's not too much you can do with it. The pet mostly acts on its own. It tries to attack what you've... I don't remember if it's set to Ice Lance or Frostbolt. It tries to attack whichever you've most recently hit with either of those.
Okay.
I believe it's Frostbolt. It's been a while since I checked.
Okay.
But other than that, it's a glorified damage over time event. It's just a dot that looks pretty.
Right, that makes sense. Okay. But then using its freeze ability will help with gaining shatter, right?
Yes.
So the trick is...
It's freeze ability. Mm-hmm. In AoE situations, its freeze ability is crazy.
So will it cast freeze on its own?
Mm-hmm. No.
No. Oh, I thought it did.
It needs to be directed at your mouse, so it will not cast freeze by itself.
Oh, not freeze, but the channeling one that...
They actually removed that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's gone.
That shows how much I've used mine lately.
Because I swear there were times when I would go to use its freeze and it was on cooldown and I never used it.
That would be Water Jet in Legion. Water
Jet, yeah.
It used to have Water Jet, which... Okay, history lesson. Freeze by itself used to give you two fingers of frost charges, even if the target was immune. So you could use it on a boss. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, the Lich King, I'm going to throw water elemental freeze at it. It does nothing, but it gave me procs. All right, cool. So come Warlords, they went, well, that's kind of an opaque situation. We want to fix that. So they gave us Water Jet, which gave us a 4-second duration. You can fit two frost bolts into it. And each time Frostbolt impacted while it was up, gave you Fingers of Frost.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But because of that, and they kept the Freeze Gives You Fingers of Frost thing as well, they needed to have them share a cooldown, or else you could just go Water Jet, oh look, I got two procs, oh look, I can freeze again and get, you know, another two.
Mm-hmm.
So they made them share a cooldown. And if you had that on autocast, which apparently it defaulted to at some point, it would keep your Freeze on cooldown a lot of the time. So that's probably what you encountered, especially if it was in Legion.
I swear it was in BFA that I would go to use it, and it was on cooldown, like in the middle of a fight. So it would always be available when if I used it to start a fight. But in like middle of a fight, and I tried to use my pet's freeze ability, I swear there was times it was on cooldown.
Unless you got it macroed into something somewhere strange, that shouldn't be happening.
I don't think so. Maybe I'll have another look. Mm. Yeah. Maybe.
But
yeah,
that shouldn't happen. I've never seen it personally, but if it is macroed into something strange that maybe you're not aware of, that could be a thing.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to double check. Maybe it was just something I screwed up. It's possible. It's entirely possible.
Nah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Rob, do you have any other questions on Frost Mages?
No, it's one of the classes I haven't capped yet, this expansion, but I think after hearing the ways some of this works tonight, I think I'm looking forward to it. I completely missed a lot of these interactions and how...
Oh, yeah.
And how you know... there was some stuff that I assumed, like not wanting to hard cast Flurry and stuff like that. But, like, yeah, there's a lot more nuance to it than I realized. So I think I'm going to move this up the list of... I've only got a couple left to levels. Ready for that?
Definitely a lot of interactions that... could stand to be explained in game, like the Frostbolt or Glacial Spike critting because the Flurry cast after it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's off the wall. And if someone told you, you'd never find that out.
Yeah,
yeah, that's wild.
But you know, until they figure out a way to explain that to someone in game in a way that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
like you can't just be like, oh yeah, hey, this is how this works.
Yeah,
I think personally they could probably stand to add a quest, just a little like side quest from a mage trainer, and be like, hey, try and do this.
I know it makes no sense at all, but trust me.
Yeah, like just play it out like the NPC telling you, like, hey, try this weird thing I found. I think that's the only way you could really do it.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I've been playing this game for a long time, and I understand exactly what you're saying, and it still doesn't make sense completely.
It's because it's the only spec in the game that has spells that work like that.
Yeah. No, that's it's wild, though. Well, is there any last point you want to make about Frost Mages before we start to wrap this up?
Sim things. Don't rely on your stat weights. Sim things. And don't come back to me and say, oh, the stat weights you posted on the guide are wrong. Yes, I know. There's a big disclaimer that's this is for a very basic, you know, maybe you're leveling, maybe it's just an alt, you don't care. That's what this says. Mm-hmm. Sim your stuff.
Right. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty common theme nowadays, or even last it expansion. Is. You know, it used to be the stat weight question. We'd get a list of stat weights. This is what you want. This is it. But now, you know, ever since Legion, it's like sim yourself. Just sim. You know, that's the easiest.
Yeah, I have gear that's like 30 or 40 item levels higher, and you go sim yourself, and it's like nah. Yeah. But it's an upgrade. Nope.
Thankfully, that usually isn't the case for Frost. For the most part, it's item level determined because, mm-hmm. like as I said, I replaced both rings and a staff all with pieces that are mastery heavy because they were fairly substantial upgrades at that. And it's just because while like, yes, mastery is the worst stat. It's not like so far behind that it's garbage. It's just, mm-hmm. it's the worst stat.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, apparently this crit stat weight thing has always been a thing, mm-hmm. but I actually had one of the SimCraft developers tell me how it figured out stat weights, and you can tell SimulationCraft to check your stat weights going backwards. So as opposed to plus 238 stat from where you are, it could check backwards to take away 238 and see what that is. And as long as like the gear you're equipping doesn't put you over crit cap, that should still work.
Mm-hmm.
The number will be slightly lower, but the relative value between them should remain the same. Just sim your gear.
Yeah.
It makes it so much easier.
It's super easy, and it's actually really quick now. There's a lot of resources out there.
Raid bots, there is.
I love raid bots.
Yeah, we had the developer for that on the show too, and I use that all the time as well. Yeah,
I use that pretty much every time I get a piece of gear because it's really not that bad. You just if you have the SimC add-on, it just takes like a minute to do it. So,
yep.
Well, cool.
All right. Well, if you haven't already, make sure you come and join the official Training Dummies Discord server at discord.me/TTD. It's the best way to keep in touch and get real-time interaction with us and our community, as well as the awesome guests you've heard on the show, such as Cooney. That's discord.me/TTD. And since we are streaming shows live now, head on over to twitch.tv/thetrainingdummies and follow so you know when we fire up the stream.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
All right, Rob, what do you have for shoutouts tonight?
Everybody, really. Everybody in the chat. It came to hang out. You guys probably heard a couple of sniffles from me and whatnot, and I really appreciate you being patient. It has been a hard week, and I'm trying to get through this. So I thank you all for loving me. Daryl, thanks for putting this show together, man. Definitely, it's good to we love doing the class guides, and thank you so much, Cooney, for loaning out your valuable time to us and coming talking some Frostmage. Daryl, what do you got, man?
Cooney for coming and talking with us tonight. Unlike last time, where I didn't even have a mage level this time. It feels good to.
You said you were going to do it.
Yeah, I know. It feels good to, you know, do a class guide with someone and actually be able to participate because I know what the spells are and I know all this stuff. Especially this one because there's so much, like, a lot to wrap my head around for this one. So, yeah, that was great. Thanks for coming. And, yeah, of course, everyone in the chat room, thanks for showing up. Really appreciate it. Cooney, do you have any shout outs this evening?
All of Altered Time. For just always keeping everything up to date. Narnir for showing me that bloody crit stat weight thing. And my girlfriend, who's actually apparently watching, for moral support.
There you go. All right. Well, before we wrap this up, where can people reach you if they have more questions about this topic or anything else?
For the most part, Discord. I don't read my Twitter. I really should. I don't. Hit me on Discord. It's Cooney number 0001. You can find me on the Alter Time Discord. Generally best to try and ping me or to send me a private message as opposed to like just trying to start up conversation. Mm-hmm. That chat goes so fast. It's I can't keep up with it. Yeah, if you need me, message me. I don't bite.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And that wraps up episode 233 of the Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we're all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo!
So forget what I said before. Now is when things are getting weird.
Oh, a fan, huh? Oh, well, who can blame you? Thanks for all the love and support.
At patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Perhaps you require more training.
Dummies.
Uther.
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
Look, there's a little note.
Patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Has not been evaluated by the FDA. Please do not operate large machinery or mythical creatures after healing. Side effects may include nausea, dimensional displacement, stomach irritation, and sentient discharges. Always consult a doctor before using
patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Was that not enough jokes? Were you not entertained?